Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. We take a look today at the first book of Kings, chapter 2, verses 1 to 4 and 10 to 12. Now, you remember, last week we talked some about Absalom, the son of David, who turned away from him, who became his enemy. And David wept over his son's death, understandably, and yet at the same time, his son had been a traitor to him, really, and became his enemy. And yet the heart of David was, as in a certain sense, as the Lord's, that he wept for his son. He didn't curse him. He wept for him. And how Jesus does that for us, even when we stray, even when we turn away, he weeps for us, that we would return. So anyone out there listening to this program, perhaps by chance, who's been far from the Lord for a long time, far from family, consider bowing your head, saying, Lord, I'm sorry, help me, and go and be reconciled. You don't have to stay where you are. The Lord wants you to know him and love him. The Lord wants you reunited with family if you're far from family. The Lord wants to help you. He wants to heal your heart too. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavily burdened, and I will give you rest. Those are Jesus' own words. Even if the problems of our own making, our own sinfulness, our own selfishness, our own pride or arrogance, come to me, all you who labor and are heavily burdened, and I will give you rest. Let's put our faith in action, brothers and sisters. First book of Kings, chapter 2, verses 1 to 4 and 10 to 12. When the time of David's death drew near, he gave these instructions to his son Solomon. Remember, Solomon was the man of great wisdom, David's son. I am going the way of all flesh. Take courage and be a man. Keep the mandate of the Lord your God, following his ways, observing his statutes, commands, ordinances, and decrees as they are written in the law of Moses, that you may succeed in whatever you do, wherever you turn, and the Lord may fulfill the promise he made on my behalf when he said, if your sons so conduct themselves that they remain faithful to me with their whole heart and with their whole soul, you shall always have someone of your line on the throne of Israel. Listen to that. Look at the promise of God. David rested with his ancestors and was buried in the city of David. The length of David's reign over Israel was 40 years. He reigned 7 years in Hebron and 33 years in Jerusalem. And then Solomon was seated on the throne of his father David, with his sovereignty firmly established. Notice in this passage, notice what the Lord's promise had been to David. If your sons so conduct themselves that they remain faithful to me with their whole heart and with their whole soul, you shall always have someone of your line on the throne of Israel. Keep that in mind, because we're going to take a look at the gospel. I just want you to keep that verse in mind. We take a look at the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, verses 7 to 13. Jesus summoned the 12, and he began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over unclean spirits. He instructed them to take nothing for the journey but a walking stick, no food, no sack, no money in their belts. They were, however, to wear sandals, but not a second tunic. And he said to them, wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave from there. Whatever place does not welcome you or listen to you, leave them and shake the dust off your feet in testimony against them. So they went off and preached repentance. The 12 drove out many demons, and they anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. If you are faithful to God, God will do great things not only for you, but through you. Different times, different calls, different directions, but God will bless you if you are faithful to him. How strong is your faith? How strong is your faith? Magnificat magazine has an excerpt from Pope John Paul's writings that are pertinent here, and I want to share a portion of that with you. John Paul says, it is Jesus himself, this is the speaking of the gospel today, it is Jesus himself who takes the initiative and calls people to follow him. His call is addressed first to those to whom he entrusts a particular mission, beginning with the 12. But it is also clear that every believer is called to be a follower of Christ. Following Christ is thus the essential and primordial foundation of Christian morality. It's not that I just do things because this is what I'm told I should do. I do them because I am following Jesus Christ and I want to be conformed to him. I want to be more like him. Following Christ, says John Paul, is thus the essential and primordial foundation of Christian morality. Just as the people of Israel followed God who led them through the desert toward the promised land, so every disciple must follow Jesus toward whom he is drawn by the Father himself. This is not a matter only of disposing oneself to hear a teaching or obediently accepting a commandment. More radically, it involves holding fast to the very person of Jesus, partaking of his life and his destiny, sharing in his free and loving obedience to the will of the Father. By responding in faith and following the one who is incarnate wisdom, the disciple of Jesus truly becomes a disciple of God. Jesus is indeed the light of the world, the light of life. He is the shepherd who leads his sheep and feeds them. He is the way and the truth and the life. It is Jesus who leads to the Father, so much so that to see him, the Son, is to see the Father. The Father and I are one, said Jesus. So to see Jesus is to see the Father. Does Jesus Christ radiate in your life? John Paul continues, he says, and thus to imitate the Son, the image of the invisible God, means to imitate the Father. If I follow Jesus, if I do what Jesus asks of me, if I'm obedient to Jesus, I am imitating the Father, just as Jesus did. Jesus, says John Paul, asks us to follow him and imitate him along the path of love, a love which gives itself completely to the brethren out of love for God. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. The word as requires imitation of Jesus and of his love. Love one another as I have loved you. The word as requires imitation of Jesus and of his love, of which the washing of feet is a sign. Remember that passage from John 13. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, so you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Jesus' way of acting and his words, his deeds, his precepts constitute the moral rule of Christian life. Indeed, his actions, and in particular his passion and death on the cross, are the living revelation of his love for the Father and for others. That's you and me. He died out of love for us. This is exactly the love that Jesus wishes to be imitated by all who follow him. It is the new commandment. Remember the words from John 13, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Brothers and sisters, as we come close to entering the season of Lent, I have produced a CD that I think can be very, very helpful in us growing closer to the Lord, growing closer to him. For the Lord desires to bring us into his presence. The Lord desires to form us and shape us that we are more and more like him. He loves us, and he wants to do that for us. But we need to be able to open our heart. We need to be not just, you know, Lent is coming and it's just the same old, same old. It's not the same old, same old. This is the Lord's, his incredible love for us and how much he wants to draw us to himself, how much he desires to bring us to union with him. Please don't just live through Lent that's coming soon. Don't just live through Lent, well, this is what we do, you know, I'll sacrifice here and I'll give alms to the poor and all of those things are good, important. But the first thing we ought to be saying to the Lord is, how can I become more like you? How can I learn to love like you love? Help me. Help me. Teach me how. That's the heart of Lent. It's following Jesus who did the Father's will even unto death for you and for me. My goodness, if somebody died for me, I'm going to pay attention to who that somebody is. And I'm going to unite myself as much as I can to him because I'm dependent on him for eternal life. God has life for me. God has life for you. So the question that we need to ask is, what is the place that the Lord holds in my life? Not, first of all, in that person's life or my spouse's life or my children's life or my employer's life or whatever, my pastor's life. That's not the first place it should go. It needs to go here. Am I more and more like him? You don't need 10 degrees to do this. You need humility. You need to be able to come to the Lord and say, teach me. Help me to become your disciple. Help me to become more your son, your daughter. Help me, teach me, show me. This program can be a help for you. It's not the complete picture, but it can be a help for you. Read the scriptures every day. Listen to what I or others offer you as explanation for those scriptures. Don't try to put everything into practice. Take one area. Is it faith? Is it hope? Is it love? What are one of the three main areas of life? Faith, hope, and love. What's weakest in me? For all of us, I want us to take a look at faith. And it may be what every person should be focusing on. But it might be hope and it might be love. So I'll walk you through Lent, speaking about faith and how to grow. And you can apply some of that to hope and to love. But oh, brothers and sisters, God has so much for you. I know that I say this all the time. You can probably mimic me and say it back to me. I know that. But I am more and more aware of the bounty, the abundance of God's grace that we just don't even ask for. We don't even pay attention to. We don't even think about. And here is God before us with lavish gifts. Open your heart to receive him. God bless you. For the free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, dial 1-800-282-4789. For the CD, 40 Days Journey, Encountering the Love of God, go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. Cost of the CD, $10. God bless you.